okay. It'll come. And guys, anyways. Welcome back to this show again. Our question kind of is more of like a general one this time, so I don't really have my phone on. Everybody wants to know about this new Kendrick. We had a ask not too long ago where I don't know if it was B, but somebody was saying that he was working on his Untitled and that it was gonna drop soon, and it dropped, what's today, Sunday? Like Thursday, I think?
The question was, should Kendrick drop all of these Untitled as a project?
Wait, that was an ask?
It wasn't an ask question, but somebody asked it during one of our ask segments.
Oh. Well, I know we went into it. Yeah. I know we talked about it.
No, I think we were talking about the performance, and then it molded it.
I think we were talking about Jimmy Fallon performance.
Nobody's actually asked me.
When I initially first saw that video, I was like, man, he need to like release like a kind of like similar to like what Nas did with Lost Tapes, just had like a whole bunch of this unreleased stuff and just make a, you know, a compilation album or something like that, because I thought that performance was amazing.
So you think he should release it like as part of some type of EP or mixtape, like it should be like B was talking about, like Nas with the Lost Tapes and stuff like that?
I mean, you can release it as a single. I'd be good with that. I like to, like, I don't want to go to YouTube to have to watch it.
That's right.
I'd rather go to my phone, go to iTunes, and play it whenever I want to hear it.
What do y'all think of like him dropping the project?
I think it's out of character.
Out of character for him?
No, I was just saying you and B was right.
Well, I think I just wanted it. And I think B was, I forgot exactly what
I'm the one that said he should just do it. Like, just go ahead and release these. After I saw the Jimmy Fallon performance, I was like, man, he just needs to go ahead and just come up about that.
Come on, not that.
Yeah, come up about that and release those Untitled.
Were you excited?
Yeah, I was. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
Twitter was jumping.
Shout out to Q. Q got no rings.
Yeah, Q. Yeah. At Q
he hit me up and was like, I think it's coming, B. I think it's coming. You called it. I was like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? So he sent me to Spotify. I'm like, man, I'm like, when is it coming? Is it coming tonight? Or is it like, he said it's coming soon. I'm like, well, soon can be 3 weeks from now.
Did you
see
it on the Spotify thing where it was like coming soon or whatever? Like,
no, I mean, the link he sent me, it was a Spotify link saying, like, but you just
couldn't play him.
Right.
Couldn't
play him. Yeah. Right.
It had the blank album cover, or whatever, and it said Untitled Unmasked.
Yeah, that's what like, my what friend had.
Hell?
And
then,
and it came out. Once at 12,
I saw, yeah, once I saw Complex and Pitchfork and them started putting it out there, and then I think Top Dog Instagrammed, and I was like, oh damn, this shit really.
What the hell did LeBron have to do with that?
I because stuff like that. I think after the Grammy performance, LeBron had mentioned Top Dog, tweeted Top Dog like, yo man, y'all got to do something about this.
Oh right.
This
right,
is before
right.
I said something though. I said it. This is before LeBron James tweeted him, but of course LeBron James is a much more important guy than I am, but you know.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. That's crazy. Everybody was like, thank you, bro.
But I caught it. You know, I'm glad people was hitting me up on Twitter. I'm glad people was hitting me up.
Get your credit, B.
Right. Everybody was hitting me up on Twitter was like, B, you caught it. B, you caught it.
What did you call? I'm confused. You said you wanted him to do it.
Yeah,
but nobody said that.
He said he's gonna do it. He wanted him to.
He said he's gonna do it, or that you wanted
him to. He said he's gonna
do it. I was.
He just said he didn't call it.
I said I want him to do it. Yeah.
Right, he wanted him to do it.
Take that man's glory, man.
Let people.
I'm still shaming.
It is, a little bit.
It is.
A little bit.
Yeah, oh,
it's a little bit of shade.
Congratulations.
It's like that shade. It's like that shade where you still hot. You know, you're not really. You're in the shade, but you're still hot.
Sunglasses on. Still hearing you. I was just trying to make sure I understood because I don't remember the conversation.
Yeah, it was.
Did y'all say he was gonna do it?
I
just said he need to release it. He need to release the put an Untitled.
I thought you said you think he's gonna do it, and he wanted him to release it. I could have sworn.
I know my position in the conversation was I feel like he didn't need to release it because I can go back and listen to
that
him. That was both of us. That's right. Where we were.
Oh,
we didn't say he was never going to do it.
Yeah, we didn't. We just said I don't necessarily need him to.
Right.
They're listening to it. There will be a review, an official review of the project. Just talking about just this whole thing because, like I you know, opened up. It's out of character for Kendrick to do something like this. Just randomly put out unfinished work.
Is it random though?
Yeah. Extremely random. It came out about, according to the story B just told, like in a matter of weeks, All-Star Game, right?
Mm-hmm.
After the Grammy performance, that's when LeBron James tweeted Top Dog and was like, yo, need to make a whole album of the untitled joints.
So it just really, really, you know, it was very sporadic, just random, just out of nowhere. They just dropped this, and, you know, I gotta say, Q, you know, hit us up, of course, obviously, and I'm like, okay, Q. And I hit the tweet, and that bitch was deleted. I'm like, oh, shit, Q on his bullshit again. Mm-hmm. you gotta know Q. So then he hit us with the Instagram, shout out to Q, but then he hit us with the Instagram, like, nah, it's on his Instagram, and I looked at the IG, I'm like, okay, this shit for real. But yeah, I was pumped, man.
Yeah, once I saw the Instagram, I was like, damn, this shit really coming. Like,
yeah,
it's really
about and to, it was like that night.
That night, yeah. Like, bam, and two hours later, it was on all the Spotify.
Like iTunes, at least I had it on iTunes first. Yeah. Because I know it's supposed to be on Spotify, Tidal, and shit like that.
I think it's crazy how it was uploaded to everything at once rather than like one thing at a time.
I think I was listening to it.
I think Spotify got it late. Yeah. It's funny because Spotify was like the one that leaked it, and then they got it late.
I totally got screwed.
Yeah.
Because I was just.
They need to work on that.
I don't think it's anything that they could control.
That's
but
crazy because wasn't they the first like streaming service? And now they're like in last.
No, no,
you had Spotify. You had
really, really popular overseas, but they were having like, you know, some legal issues are coming over to America. So, but yeah, normally I try to stay out of that Twitter hype, you know, when people get caught up in Twitter and everybody listens to the album and tweeting and shit like that. And rarely do I ever listen to an album like when it first come out. I don't do that. Yeah. But I was listening to this shit.
Yeah. Really?
I was listening to this shit all fucking weekend.
Yeah, I only do that for two artists.
I was sitting there watching the fucking Golden State game.
Golden State game, yeah. Like, hop on my headphones, just sit there while I'm watching the game.
Yep. I was like, hell yeah. That shit was dope, man.
Man, I can't wait for the review.
You can't?
Yeah, I can't wait for it. I want
to
see the show.
So y'all changed your mind. So we are doing a review.
Were y'all not gonna do a review?
Oh, don't even try to blame this shit on me. Nobody said we were doing a review.
But I thought you were like, this would be one of the situations where we can get up in the middle of the week to do the review, and then Rod kind of co-signed that. Say
yes. No, we didn't.
It wasn't confirmed.
Thank you,
but
B.
Rod said that we should do
that. We should do two. No one else said anything, so we are doing the review
by Friday.
Don't say I said because I know.
You said we should. Nobody said we are. That's what I'm
saying.
You said we should do it.
Right, but I'm saying nobody confirmed anything.
Where's baby?
I said that. You said we should. We should.
I don't know.
Nobody said we are.
Nobody definitively said we are.
Thank you.
I was under the impression that when Rod said blah 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 blah. And we should just do it Friday. I was like, okay, well, that's the game plan.
Well, no, I was saying whatever day.
Or he just picked the day.
Yeah.
When I said my, because when I came back to my phone, I'm like, what the?
You just reiterated like you always do.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
What I said?
Copy and paste.
Yeah.
Let me change this one word.
Well, Mike said we should do it or not do it, and I just think we should do it or not do it, and Rod said we should do nothing do it, so we should just do it or not do it. That's basically all you did.
That's fucked up.
Am I lying? Last I checked, y'all were going to do a review today.
Well, anyway, considering this isn't part of the question.
No.
Let's end this.
It's clear. I never said it was going to be a review.
Anyways.
Did I?
This
yes!
What?
Gave me exactly a whole bunch of shit.
Did I say that?
Y'all are fucking terrible, man. Terrible. Oh my god.
Did y'all even answer the question?
Yeah, we answered it.
They said they were
not. I didn't say anything.
Because I thought y'all were going to review it just now.
So you thought this was a review?
Yes. That's why I didn't say shit.
The ask question was a review.
Why what?
Why would an ask?
Because that's what he was suggesting.
I was not.
He wasn't suggesting.
I was not. Not
on the test.
I clearly said.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him.
See your phone's
right. Rod was suggesting that in the text message.
What?
That you were not on. He was suggesting that be an ask question. Rod, don't make me read this shit.
What are you talking about? Suggest what be an ask question?
A half-ass review.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You didn't even read it.
I did read it.
Y'all, I gotta go call after. I can't.
Hold on. No, all I was suggesting was that we make a video talking about it so that way we could let the fans know that we are going to review it to give it some time. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. And I did read it because I called the man right.
right after, because I started writing. I'm like, this is just dumb. Like, come on, man.
I be on point with my messaging, man. You got to give me my credit, man. I be on point with my messaging. Go ahead.
What is that? What is that? Read that message from Rob.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So y'all can stop.
What message say?
Something to keep in mind as we drink.
What did I say?
So Kendrick review, right?
Don't give it to her.
Oh, that's part of the story.
You gotta read the whole thing. You gotta be no,
jacked. Hold on.
I thought you were playing. That's why I was like, oh, you funny.
Right. Right, but when I realized that y'all wasn't ready to review it, I was like, okay, cool, that's fine.
Conversation evolved from there.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. You crazy.
Hungry.
Well, you can go. We're done with the video.
She got at least close it out or something.
No, she closed the shit out.
Close it out.
I've been trying to for the last 10 minutes.
You were playing with your phone. I thought you were Snapchatting again. Go ahead and close. Don't point at me.
No. You go ahead and close it out.
No, hey, we're done. We're done.
No, go ahead.
We're done.
Okay, that's you.
We're done. Yes, it's closed.
See, that's why you
follow Sophie at DAHH.
That's not even my at name. First of all.
Yeah, because you've been answering shit from that account. I'm not gonna plug your personal shit.
Why not?
Cause. Follow Sophie at Sire Music.
Or like
Ken said at, what do you call it?
Sierra Music. Sierra.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my god.